See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm just glad they got him, and it proves one thing. When you mess with a bull, you get the horns. Well done, U.S. military. Well done, President Obama.
Hey, a couple of years ago, a man in New York caused some controversy when he got license plates that read, Get Osama. And now that Bin Laden is dead, he's traded them in. His new place will say, Got Osama. All right, so from the ridiculous to the sublime to the anger about not releasing the Bin Laden photos, we continue this week-long saga, the death of Bin Laden. The president says he's not going to release the photographs. A lot of people think he could have done that timed by using the opportunity to be at ground zero today. But at any rate, the Nanny government wins, and those of you who want to see it, who are adults, lose, and that's the way it goes with the Nanny government. And that's my critical analysis of this. There was caller from Texas, the honest reaction to Bin Laden's death, and that's where we start this hour, the overview of the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. From Fox, Sean Hannity talks to Donald Rumsfeld about the role that torture may have played in this mission.
I think it's pretty clear now that discovering who this courier was through strong interrogation techniques that were employed during the Bush administration, without which this day would never have occurred. So can't we... It seems to me we need to reignite this debate about enhanced interrogation techniques in this country. Is that a good idea?
I think it certainly is a reasonable idea. Is it correct that CIA Director Panetta today indicated that one of the individuals who provided important information had in fact been waterboarded?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, that's my understanding. And I think that anyone who suggests that the enhanced techniques, let's be blunt, waterboarding, did not produce an enormous amount of valuable intelligence just isn't facing the truth. The facts are, General Mike Hayden came in. He had no connection with waterboarding anybody. He looked at all the evidence and concluded that a major fraction of the intelligence in our country on Al-Qaeda came from individuals, only three people who were waterboarded.
Yeah. Well, there were only three people.
Right.
And that led to the information of the nickname of the courier. And this, by the way, we've had this for years, and this was being pursued during the Bush years. The courier's name was found. He was eventually identified. And through eavesdropping, we were able to locate him and then locate Bin Laden. But that brings up the issue of black sites, enhanced interrogation, rendition, all the things we've discussed. We would not have had this success. And these are the very policies. I praised the president yesterday. I think it was a gutsy move that he decided to go in and get him so we could have identification. But if he had had his way and Democrats had his way, we wouldn't have had this intelligence, sir.
You're exactly right. I also agree that he made the right decision. And rather than using cruise missiles or drones to attack the facility, I think using the SEAL teams and going in there and actually getting him physically, identifying him, knowing that that's what's happened, and being certain about it was exactly the right call. I'm told there was some confusion today and on some programs, even one on Fox, I think, suggesting that I indicated that no one was who was waterboarded at Guantanamo provided any information on this. That's just not true. What I said was no one was waterboarded at Guantanamo by the U.S. military. In fact, no one was waterboarded at Guantanamo, period. Three people were waterboarded by the CIA away from Guantanamo and then later brought to Guantanamo. And in fact, as you point out, the information that came from those individuals was critically important.
Last question. Does George W. Bush, President Bush, deserve as much credit for what happened Sunday as President Obama?
Well, the current administration would not have had the kinds of intelligence that was critically important, nor would they have had the special forces in the numbers, with the equipment, with the training, with the authorities, and with with the experience. We increased their budget, I think, fourfold during the time I was in the Pentagon. We increased the numbers in the special operations people by about 50%. Their equipment's been improved. Those capabilities to deal with asymmetric threats were developed during the George W. Bush administration, and let there be no doubt about it. So we give credit to the current administration for making the decisions they made, and clearly the Bush administration is the one that developed and nurtured those capabilities.
Right. Let's hear it for the Bush administration and guys like Rumsfeld, who should be ashamed of himself. He shouldn't even be in. He ought to. The fact that Sean would give him the light of day is outrageous. Donald Rumsfeld is a criminal and did more to harm American men and women in the service than anybody else who's been a Secretary of Defense in my lifetime anyway. And the fact that he gets credibility, Sean ought to be ashamed of himself, never mind having Rumsfeld on. 800-510-8255, whether the Bush administration deserves credit, of course, everybody who's worked on this thing. And to go back to the waterboarding thing for just a second, here is Leon Panetta being asked by Brian Williams about waterboarding.
Are you denying that waterboarding was in part among the tactics used to extract the intelligence that led to this successful mission?
No, I think some of the detainees they used these enhanced interrogation techniques against some of these detainees.
There it is, Leon Panetta, the discussion using what it conflicts a little bit with what Rumsfeld just said, doesn't it? In terms of how many, it's immaterial in this circumstance. I'll tell you what is material for me and perhaps for many of you. The video of the day at DougStephan.com today is in honor of the Navy SEALs. Now, there's a short recruitment video, 30 seconds long, no dialogue really. It's pretty relevant today. I would suggest that you ought to check it out. DougStephan.com, video of the day, the recruitment video for Navy SEALs. Quite compelling. 800-510-8255. It speaks to the reality, the real news, the real people that we ought to be talking about, and not this Rumsfeld and Bush. Give me a break. Anyway, the other story that's floating around, or one of the other stories, is that the daughter of Osama bin Laden, a 12-year-old girl, witnessed the killing of her father. There's some pictures floating around on the Internet and on some of the news sites of one of the rooms in the interior of the compound, about as much as we're going to get here. You're not going to see the pictures unless they're leaked. Somebody's got a picture. Sooner or later, I'm betting one of these pictures of bin Laden dead is going to show up somewhere. In the meantime, we just use our imagination, I guess. 14 past the hour on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint? It's unique to every individual. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. Dr. Ken and I have found Body Bio, a company that has the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood.
Doug, the Body Bio report is an evidence-based, safe and natural way toward better health. Why go and guess what vitamins and supplements you need? This is a way to take what you specifically need in terms of nutritional supplements and get better health.
All right, BodyBioReport.com is the website. Purchase a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form. You take it to the nearest lab or your doctor's office. In a few days, you'll know what you should be taking in terms of vitamins and minerals and supplements. It's evidence-based, as Ken said. Go online to bodybioreport.com. Get on the right nutrient road today, and you could possibly eliminate the need for prescription drugs tomorrow. Bodybioreport.com.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
A review of the hot hits in talk radio focus on the death of bin Laden. Here, host Bud Hedlinger talks to a professor of Islamic studies about the Muslim world's reaction to this assassination.
Those death photos need to be released by the Obama White House. You agree with that?
Yes, I don't know why they don't release them. The argument that they may offend some Muslims and turn Muslim opinion against the U.S.,
do you think that's a legitimate concern? What do you think the Muslim world will do? What kind of reaction will there be by radical Islam to seeing Osama bin Laden with a bullet through his eye?
It's difficult to say. You know, these majority of Muslims dissociate themselves from Osama bin Laden. And for that reason, probably the reaction may not be as severe as we think, but I think the administration owes it to the American people and to the world to release as many details of what happened as possible, if for no other reason but to assure people that indeed the person who was killed and buried at sea was Osama bin Laden and not somebody else.
One thing that has concerned me is I think there's been a remarkably, generally speaking, understated reaction in the Islamic world to the killing of Osama bin Laden. You got the Taliban types who are screaming and going crazy, and you got some imams here and there who are screaming from the pulpit for Obama's head here. Why this understated reaction? Why are we not seeing Muslims around the United States, for example, cheering USA, USA, like we're hearing so many other folks? Why don't we get that reaction?
Because we Muslims in the United States, in the West and everywhere, are bothered by the extremist movement that is now operating within the Muslim community and the reaction to that movement. We would like to be, we are all thankful that Osama bin Laden was found and punished, but we don't want to cheer or not cheer. It's what happened.
But you know, the Muslim community is always complaining, you know, listen, we're peace-loving. We're peace-loving. We're not evil. We're not Osama bin Laden. We're not sympathetic to him. Here's an opportunity for a patriotic outpouring to say that, you know what, we love this country and we believe this was the right thing that was done. And it seems the Muslim community is once again silent. And I frankly, with all due respect, sir, don't think that's positive for you folks.
No, we are proud to be Americans. We are proud of this country. We are Americans in the fullest sense possible. We do not agree with Osama bin Laden's philosophy.
All right, 21 past the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
I'm John Tridden.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I think it's time for you to call and listen to a couple more excerpts from various talk radio programs, a couple of affiliates of this program. We'll get to that, and then we'll, focus on your calls. That's a good idea, don't you think? 800-510-8255. Here, our hosts Amy Jacobson and Big John Howell arguing about a case in Pennsylvania. Listen to this. A fifth-grade boy got into trouble at school this week after he painted a flag on his face to celebrate the death of Bin Laden.
Now, we're talking about a fifth grader. His name is Connor Tressler from Pennsylvania. He was watching the Philadelphia Phillies take on the New York Mets on Sunday night, but he didn't expect to witness history. Of course, the game was interrupted by news that U.S. Special Forces had killed Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden during the raid.
Was he at the game?
No, he was watching it on television. So he and his mom and his dad, they all began cheering. They were so excited.
Of course.
So the mother the next day said, you know what? I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to show our patriotism and our pride for this country. Because their small town didn't have any spontaneous celebrations like they did in Washington, D.C. and Ground Zero.
I think most of us did celebrate. Great.
Yeah. Well, she decided, as a show of unity, she painted a small flag on her son's face. And she's describing what else she did.
Uh-oh. I can predict what's happening here.
This morning we decided to paint a little American flag on his face, USA on one cheek, American flag on the other, and then 5-1-11 on his forehead.
Yeah, it seems pretty innocuous. This is not ostentatious by any means.
And then mommy sent him off to school.
Yes, yeah, so the fifth grader. So this Connor, he's in fifth grade, he went to school, but while he was at school, the principal came in and said that it's against the school code of conduct and that we're not against a patriotic display, but the paint goes against this scholastic environment. So Connor was told to wash his face. The school principal called the mother. She said he didn't want to wash his face. She didn't want him to wash his face. So she removed him from school. And here is the principal.
Central Dauphin School District spokesperson Shannon Live explained the principal's rationale. We don't allow face painting of any kind. It was disruptive. Kids were laughing at it and pointing at him. We did not remove him from the school. It was his mother's decision to remove him rather than have him wash his face.
So the school said, son, you must wash your face because we don't allow face painting. He said, I don't know what to do. So they said, we're going to call your mom. She immediately called who?
American Civil Liberties Union. And Fox News Channel.
Yeah. Of course. All right, so here we have what I call POW, P-A-O, POW.
What's POW?
Predictable American Outrage.
Well, the mother tells a different side of the story, and so does Connor. They said that people were not distracted. People were cheering him on, like, way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got Bin Laden. We got the most notorious killer in the world.
That's great. That's great. That's great. We should have gotten him years ago. I'm very happy.
Right. And this is what the mother's version of what happened that day in school.
I asked Connor, and nobody was laughing. They were talking about it. Other kids in the class thought it was great. And the teacher, from what I hear, also did not have a problem with it.
So the American Civil Liberties Union now of Pennsylvania is involved. They're calling the district's response an overreaction.
Well, why? They just said you have to wash your face.
Well, they said, no, it's a right to free speech. Well, the American flag painted on his face is a part of free speech and should be allowed in school.
No, it is not. What it is his face painting. And clearly, mommy has to read the handbook. You can't paint your kid's face. It is a distraction to the school process. Sorry. We're all glad Osama bin Laden got what's coming to him. Osama bin Laden, OBL is DEAD. All of America and most of the world is happy about it. But giving students arbitrary power is chaos. Don't mistake this as un-American. Following rules and equal application of the law is more American than almost anything else.
Equal application of the law? Huh? What is that guy talking about? That's Big John Howell. Okay, Big John. It's kind of an overreaction, I think. But one of these side stories that's making this, because everybody's talking about this. This is all there is to talk about. An opportunity for you to express yourself, your emotions, if you will. SEAL Team 6, their house call on Osama bin Laden. The phones are ringing, and we'll take more of your calls. Reaction to the fact that the 12-year-old daughter saw all of this, and she's been taken away by Pakistani authorities. Another wrinkle in this story. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Mother's Day is not for celebrating moms. It's for celebrating all our moms have given us. And since Mother's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Mother's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to create a special moment for the two of you to share. Hallmark Mother's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Hey, question for you. Did you know AutoTrader.com has new cars? Well, if you didn't, I'd like to liberate you from that archaic notion. In fact, I'm here inside the body of a guy who's shopping for brand spanking new cars on AutoTrader.com. First stop, his heart. Wow, he's got really into black SUVs. They all have Wi-Fi, too. Man, I can smell that new car scent from here. Well, we know what his heart wants. Let's go up and see what his head's thinking. You see, on AutoTrader.com, you can now compare new cars and even special offers side by side. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Ah, I knew it. Look at all the special offers he's got lined up. Eric, you might have a deal. Bingo! He's got himself a winner. And that, my friends, is what happens when you find the one new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops
stops costly pumpouts and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Talk Radio's Top 10. 800-510-8255, 33 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing our focus on the death of Bin Laden and all the ancillary stories that are part and parcel of this. How have you talked to your children about it? What do you think of some of the radio coverage, the people who are all excited still about this? People want to gather together on the radio. It's a good place, good meeting place. A couple more excerpts from a few of our affiliates, and then your calls here. We're not going to spend the whole half hour on this, but we'll get pretty close. First up is from our affiliate WDEL, Rick Jensen, talking to Homeland Security expert Dr. James Carafano about what it took to get Bin Laden.
Osama Bin Laden, great day.
I think people forget what got us to this day, and I think that's kind of worth remembering. Look, we would have never gotten Bin Laden if we hadn't chased him out of Afghanistan after the war. We would have never gotten him if we hadn't scooped up these guys in the battlefield and put them in Gitmo and interrogated them, and got information on them. We would have never got him if we weren't fighting in Afghanistan, and we had a base in Afghanistan to gain intelligence on what was going on in Pakistan and to launch an operation into Pakistan to get him. So we did this. And most importantly, you know, Bin Laden is pretty much nothing more than the cheerleader in chief for terrorism. But there's a reason why he got marginalized, and it's because we've been dogging these guys for the last 10 years.
We have picked up so many more, but I want you to expand on that, too, because people, you know, especially here in the indelibly blue state of Delaware, it's going to be a political discussion. It's going to be a partisan discussion. There are many liberals here in Delaware who are unhappy that Obama has failed to be able to close Guantanamo. He didn't seem to be aware of why you really cannot close Guantanamo. Maybe he was aware and just said what he said for political reasons. I would think that if I, a talk show host here in Delaware, can figure that out, that perhaps he, a senator who has advisors on the highest level, could figure that out. But I think we need to remind people that if not for Guantanamo, that we wouldn't have had the information on the courier.
Yeah.
That got us to Bin Laden. Explain that.
Well, that's true. I mean, this, and we should be clear, too, this was a lawful interrogation. I mean, there are people at Guantanamo and people that were taken there in the CIA who did receive treatment, which some people would call torture. And actually, by the way, the law reads now, not then, but now does qualify as torture. But these were lawful interrogations that didn't involve any kind of physical duress or anything. And it took a very long time. And again, that's why you have to keep these guys for a long time, which started the chain of custody of information that led to identifying an individual which could then be tracked, who could then identify the safe house where Bin Laden was. So, yes, Guantanamo Bay was a key part of this. And the reason why this president hasn't closed it is because he recognizes that for the security of the United States, and honestly, for the individuals themselves who need lawyers for trials and everything else, it really is the best thing that's serving our national interest.
From our affiliate, WDEL, Rick Jensen, talking to a Homeland Security expert. Another affiliate, WJOL in Joliet, Illinois, has host Scott Slocum. And here Scott talks to former United States Army Special Forces member Terry Shepard about the mission the SEALs undertook.
I know there's a friendly rivalry between, you know, the Marines and the Army and the Navy, but you're all one when it comes down to what happened on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I mean, at the end of the day, all we can say is, all right, cool, the team effort paid off. I mean, you're exactly right, though, when you say there's a bit of professional rivalry. I mean, I'm a Green Beret. We have SEALs. We have Rangers. I used to be one of them. And, you know, all the special operations forces, we're all kind of like, you know, we talk a lot of smack about each other. But then at the end of the day, we also always work together and do a lot of joint stuff. This is a SEAL Team 6 hit, and we're obviously very proud of them. I'm also really glad, too. It's a pretty darn great thing that no one even got hurt, really. That's a huge thing. As not only did we get the target, but everybody got out, and there was, you know, besides from the helicopter problem, which that was part of a plan to be able to cross load out of there, pretty damn successful mission.
Terry, how much rehearsing, choreographing was done, do you think, prior to going in there on Sunday?
That's you know, that you're asking the exact questions, because a lot of people ask, what was the plan? And I tell people that you're spot on. It's really about the rehearsing. You can have a very, very detailed and kind of complicated, I call a sexy plan, where it looks great, like, wow, we have this going on and this going on, there's lots of moving parts. But if that plan is not rehearsed, you know, over and over again, it doesn't matter how cool it is. It's really, its chance of success is quite small. On the other hand, if you have a plan that's actually the simpler is the better, a simpler plan, even one maybe not quite as thought out or as detailed, but you're able to rehearse it over and over again, you have a great chance of success. And, you know, on this thing, too, as soon as I heard it, I obviously, you know, I had my ideas about how they do it. I knew they had to have some kind of a mock-up of the target. Basically, they recreated that target, and so had the guys practice the takedown on it over and over again. And, you know, it's in rehearsals is when a lot of times glitches in the plan or shortcomings in the plan come to light. Yeah. You know, because if you start doing it, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, that's not going to work, or let's do this is better. So the more rehearsal time you have, the better. And if you can do a mock-up of the target, you know, really, like, actually, you know, make one that looks just like it, it really helps a lot.
There's digging down into the behind the scenes. That was a good conversation. Scott Slocum from our affiliate WJOL in Joliet with a special forces expert helps us to understand how much they knew and what was going on in there. Almost so bizarre. Feels like a movie, doesn't it, in part? 800-510-8255. And speaking of the SEALs, Laura is in Indiana with some thoughts about those who don't think that all of this happened the way that it happened.
To all those doubters out there who don't necessarily believe that Bin Laden was killed, respect the Navy SEALs and trust that, you know, in a few weeks or months, if they didn't do the job that they were sent to do it on behalf of the American people, they'll let that be known to the American people. You know, I don't need to see the pictures. I trust our government in this respect.
You want to see the pictures? We're back to that, I guess. 800-510-8255. Steve's in Florida. Photos on his mind.
My personal opinion, I know for days and weeks and months, you know, we watched Americans plummet to their death from the towers, you know, that were on fire. I mean, live. I mean, we watched it live. And I don't understand why in the world we cannot see these photos of bin Laden. I just think that it's ludicrous. It's to me, you know, if we can sit there and watch that kind of stuff on national television that's televised all around the world, I just don't understand why we can't see a photo of one man's death, the supposedly the most dangerous man in the world.
Yep. It is. That's the argument in a nutshell. To see the pictures or not, that's what is on lots of people's minds. Here's Russell with another thought on this.
As a former police officer, a former military, I say to show the picture, to put a face on the war. For months, we had to watch the Twin Towers go down. We watched people jump from buildings and watched for months as they dug for survivors. I say for the Muslim community, not the Muslim community itself, but for the Al-Qaeda, let's put a face on, you know, to their side. Not that we also lost something, but they lost something, you know, until all this senseless violence stops. Let's put a face on this.
800-510-8255. For those of you who wonder how this program works, we monitor about 45 different talk radio program stations every day. We take some of the excerpts from some of the shows to demonstrate points and information that's around and the various aspects of the conversation. In this case, the death of Obama. I'm sorry, the death of my God. Isn't it amazing how we continue to twist this? I was listening to three or four different hosts yesterday. They all did the same thing. It's Osama for Obama. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Bin Laden's dead, and how many different twists and turns in the road can there be? Well, we're finding them all. KC is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. All right, KC, you have the floor now. Morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm interested in your point of view.
I'd like to make two comments. The Navy SEALs, like all branches of our military, have taken it really hard in Afghanistan and Iraq. They've got boxfuls full of Purple Hearts, Bronze Stars, Silver Stars, Navy Crosses, two Congressional Medal of Honors posthumously, Lieutenant Murphy and Petty Officer Mansour. If a Navy SEAL says Osama bin Laden's dead, I believe him. If we need a picture, all we need to see is the towers crashing down on 9/11. That's the picture of Osama bin Laden. We don't need to see his dead body. He's killed tens of thousands of Americans, Muslims all over the world. We don't need to see a picture. I'd like to thank our military, especially Navy SEAL Team 6, Special SEAL Team there, by the way, Hunter Killer Group. I appreciate what they did. I don't need to see a picture. End of story.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Closure. It's about closure. By the way, the Navy SEAL, you'll never know who they are. You'll never see them. Maybe someone, when they're 80 years old, writes a book about this, but that's all you're going to, you're never going to know who did this. Gail is in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
I do believe that the photos should be released because America was horrified the morning of 9/11, watching fellow Americans jump out of buildings, our towers go down, and I think people just need the closure to know that this man is truly gone and out of our lives. I do believe he was killed. I do. And it's not for me because I don't care either way if they show them or don't show them. But I think so many Americans, I talk about horrified and gruesome, watching people jump from buildings, I think would be a heck of a lot more horrible to your psyche than watching the man that caused this be taken out of this world.
All right. So we're going to move on now. The price you're paying for gasoline, that's a twist, I guess, on the reality of what's going on in the Middle East, and that's up next on the Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
More than 600 over-the-counter and prescription medicines contain acetaminophen, including pain relievers such as Tylenol and Percocet. Acetaminophen has been available for more than 50 years and is safe and effective when it's used as directed. But did you know that people may take more than the recommended dose, sometimes without realizing it, which can cause liver damage? Dr. Stephen Lamb explains.
If you think that because a medicine is available over-the-counter that you don't need to read the label instructions, that is not true. It's important to fully understand the benefits as well as the potential risks of all medications, including those that contain acetaminophen. That's why I've teamed up with the makers of Tylenol to help ensure people are informed on how to get relief responsibly.
For more information and helpful tools and tips for using over-the-counter medications appropriately, visit Tylenol.com/get-relief-responsibly.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
All right, price you're paying for gasoline. Here's host Terry Miner speaking to Senator McConnell of Kentucky about the impact drilling would have on all this.
What happened to the phrase drill, baby, drill here in America?
It's exactly what we ought to do. We've, you know, no country in the world has resources locked up like we do. We have enormous oil and gas deposits in this country, and it makes absolutely no sense for us not to be moving forward dramatically to exploit the resources that we have. And it really comes home when you have a spike in oil prices and gas prices like this. I don't know what will make the president change his mind, but look, raising taxes and having speculator investigations is, you know, investigating speculation, that's been done time and time again, and every time everybody's who's done the investigations concluded nothing improper was going on other than the markets were reacting to things like what's going on in the Middle East and the world supply. Raising taxes on oil companies, is that going to lower the price of gas at the pump? If it isn't, then what is the point? I mean, gas, the price of gas at the pump is the issue, and it's a supply problem. And we could solve a big part of it, not all of it, but a big part of it right here at home.
The Democrats are pushing back, though, saying that there are too many tax breaks for these oil companies. They're showing they're reporting record profits again, and they're saying, how does the American consumer, how are we supposed to take that on and then go put $65 on our tanks?
Yeah, then the question is, if raising taxes is going to produce lower gas prices, if you can convince me of that, that's a discussion worth having.
So but the tax breaks that they get, you're saying that they are of value.
Well, keep the company. You know, they claim that they have the same tax treatment as everybody else. But without even getting into that argument, the issue is, what's the price of gas at the tank? If raising taxes on oil companies will lower prices at the tank for each of American consumers, then I think it's worth discussing. If it isn't, then what is the point?
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The world is united on several fronts. The focus on the price of gasoline, the pundits, the analysts, all of this question about changing our position on tax breaks for the oil companies, the energy experts, the politicians. What are you paying for gasoline right now, and how is it affecting your lives? We got to get away from Bin Laden, back to the reality. Okay, we've had a good time this week expressing ourselves, feeling good, and thinking about this in terms of how it relates to other important things historically in our country, but price of gasoline is at an historic high, and what are we doing to get back to the focus of the real world and what affects our lives? John is in Crete, Illinois, so what are your thoughts? What are you paying for gas now there, John?
Gee, I hate to say it, it's about close to $5, and I didn't ever think it would get close to $5, but yeah, my comment is, I think, for example, in these upheavals, Obama is an amateur. He said, like, some of these, for 2 weeks they've been going on, and he said, we must help those people who are calling, who are doing these uprisings. So he's very amateur politically. But I think he's trying to distract with these gas prices. He's trying to distract things, like, from the most important bill, which is the health care bill and other things. So he's using everything he can to distract from things in this country. Yeah. That's my comment.
All right. Elton, you're in Texas. You're up next on the countdown. Gas prices, what are you paying?
Well, where I live at, they're paying $3.98 a gallon. I live in Tennessee, but right now I'm a truck driver in Texas. What bothers me is when people are driving like crazy, they're buying fuel, these SUVs, and no one's remembering what happened when Hurricane Katrina came. The fuel was for a month, they told you they were going to raise the fuel above $3 a gallon. The storm came, and for Labor Day weekend, and then nobody drove for months. The fuel prices went below $2 a gallon. If everybody thinks about that for a minute, they'll remember. If you don't, you buy the fuel, they can't sell the fuel. That causes a glut. The fuel price got to come down because they've already paid for the fuel and the oil that's on the way. And the other thing is we just need to get legislation to let our refineries expand and grow so that they can process what we have here as opposed to sending it to China or back to Saudi Arabia so they can process it and then turn around and sell it back to us. Thank you very much.
All right, sir. There are a lot of people who just think it's crazy, and it is crazy, the way this is all being handled. 800-510-8255. Here's Bob with some suggestions on how you can save money on gasoline.
Here's a simple way. Everybody can go from the average of $4 a gallon down to $2 a gallon and still buy gas. Next time you go, got to go and replace your car, and I realize it's an expensive thing to replace your car. If you're driving a car that gets 20 miles per gallon right now, there's a lot of cars out there that get near 40 miles to the gallon. Boom, there goes half your costs in fuel. You know, I'm upstate New York. I've just been going for some long walks in some nice neighborhoods the last few days over the nice weekend. And driveway after driveway has lots of families and lots of cars, and there are so many large vehicles in people's driveways all over the place that it's insane. If you go to Europe and you see the kinds of small cars, I was in Europe a few years ago. I saw a micro Mercedes-Benz, of all things, little diesel. Some of these vehicles are getting such high mileage today. There's cars on the market in the United States. And I also think that what it's going to do for the electric car market, I pay attention to these things, and I see so much about electric vehicles happening, purely electric vehicles, that, again, the prices are coming down. And there's things that we can do, and I know it's expensive to replace a vehicle with a smaller vehicle today, but you can get a $16,000 Civic Corolla Focus, and it doesn't have to break the bank.
800-510-8255. Dean listens in Davenport, Iowa.
I think that we should maybe get back to the individual gas stations like we had back in the 50s and 60s. Nowadays, it seems that the gas stations control the gas until it goes out of the pump. If a person wants to sell more of something else and lower his gas 10 or 15 cents a gallon, then the oil companies wouldn't have the control over it. I think when they put the fuel in the gas stations, like Shell and all those, they got control over the gas until it leaves the pump. There's no leeway for somebody to sell it less money. That's why they, all the prices are the same throughout the United States. They just set a price, and you have to, you can drop it 3 or 4 cents, but if they want to go 20 cents lower, you don't hardly ever see that because, like I said, they got to get rid of that control that the stations have over the gas.